Mac Thornberry, the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, releases another round of proposals for defense, you guessed it, acquisition reform. A discussion draft of the legislation he filed Tuesday would require DoD to use modular open systems architectures on more of its systems and get rid of oversight layers from the acquisition process itself. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu has the details.
Thornberry released the draft legislation about a month before his committee expects to start deliberations on the annual defense bill for 2017. He expects versions of its provisions to be voted on by members once the Pentagon, defense experts, and industry have had a chance to comment. One of the most significant changes would be to demand that all new major defense programs have a strategy to implement open architectures when they reach Milestone A, the early phase when DoD decides to move a program into technology maturation. Thornberry says the intent is to decouple large platforms from their individual components, especially where the technology behind those components is likely to change over time.
A big ship has lots of components that are electronics. And as a matter of fact, we had the committee down at Quantico a few weeks ago when we were walking around the F-35, and the pilot of the F-35 says basically this is a big flying computer. And so what we're trying to do is to allow us to update the technology without having to go through a whole major acquisition program that takes 20 years, whether we're talking planes or ships, trying to differentiate components versus the underlying platform, separate them out a little bit, and make sure that it is designed in a way that the component can be upgraded as the technology allows it to be. And so that is one way, I think. You get better technology, more capability, fielded faster without going through the whole multi-year process of building a whole new system. On average, major defense programs, it takes 9 years from Milestone B until they're fielded. On top of that, it takes 2 or 3 years to do the requirements and the budgeting and the contracting stuff.
The Defense Department has publicly proclaimed its support for open architectures, but Thornberry's staff says the committee feels the approach has been applied to major systems only sporadically. The bill would also require DoD to publicly release the technical standards for the interfaces that allow components to plug into its major platforms and demand that all the components it buys adhere to those standards. The hope is that will encourage new companies to bid on subsystems, even if they can't provide an entire weapon system and aren't accustomed to doing business with the government.
You don't have to be the big defense company to build the whole ship. You can just focus on doing really well to build this component of it, and with open interfaces, it plugs in, and hopefully that increases competition. It increases access to small and medium-sized businesses. And I'll even go so far as to say, I hope it reduced protests. When you've got a chance to upgrade and be a part of a component, you're not missing out on an opportunity for the next 10 or 20 years, which is part of the reason I think we have protests.
Thornberry's proposal also theorizes that separating platforms from their components will also shorten the overall acquisition process for a major system and cut its costs. The bill includes provisions intended to encourage DoD to only integrate technologies onto its major weapon systems once they're proven and stable. Meanwhile, it would also authorize the military services to create special funds for rapid prototyping and experimentation to get those components to the point where they're ready to be added to a major system.
With mature technology, the more stable the cost, the less need there is for cost-plus contracts. And so I think you reduce that need if you make sure your technology is mature to begin with. Meanwhile, over here you've got the experimentation and the prototyping stuff, and as we were just talking, you're supposed to fail. There should be an element of uncertainty in that part of it. One of the problems we've gotten into is that they've been locked together. You couldn't get the prototyping or experimentation money without having the program of record built into the POM, so we weren't doing much of it. It was all tied together, and when it failed spectacularly. Again, trying to pull those apart a little bit, I think, has some real advantages.
The bill also tackles the thorny issue of intellectual property. Thornberry says the bill would simplify the debate over who owns which data rights by breaking IP into three distinct categories. If the black box a company has built to plug into a weapon systems interface was built with its own funds, that firm owns the intellectual property. If it was built entirely with government funds, the government owns it. If government and industry shared the costs, they'll have to enter into a negotiating process.
I'm not solving all the intellectual property issues that are out there, but I have become very concerned that many companies are looking, and because they've told me they are, walking away from doing business with the Department of Defense. And especially in the case of technology companies where, you know, a relatively small fraction of their business is government or defense business, and yet that's where a lot of the innovation is, that's where a lot of the upgrades come from. We can't afford that. So I tried to just take a common sense approach. If you paid for it, you own it. But regardless, the interface has to be open so that you can have competition to upgrade it as you go along. Hopefully, a little clarity, especially about the intellectual property for these components, will bring more people into the business, help us upgrade faster, and, again, the purpose of all this, get better technology into the hands of the warfighters faster.
Thornberry believes the acquisition process can be sped up by devolving the decision-making process about any given weapon system lower in the food chain. Last year's defense bill gave the military services their own authority to move programs to their next major milestone. Previously, for the largest weapon systems, that authority laid with the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics. The new proposal would do the same for joint programs. In multi-service systems like the F-35 or the Joint Light Tactical Vehicle, one service would be assigned as the executive agent to manage the program. After the existing Joint Requirements Oversight Council has approved its requirements and the Office of the Secretary of Defense has approved firm cost and schedule targets. Thornberry says he believes his proposal will add accountability to the acquisition process.
You expect the services to build it. If they are unable to manage their programs, the Secretary of Defense must be much more decisive in replacing whoever he needs to replace. Now, it is true, the Secretary needs to have the overview across the whole portfolio. So you can't have individual services determining their own budget. And so one of the things I suggest is the Secretary, or through probably AT&L, will put cost caps and schedule targets on every program at milestone A. And so if something goes off track, there's a light that starts flinking saying, okay, what's the problem here? And you can get on it faster. So that, again, back to the kind of the corporate example, the overall budget, the overall corporate governance is at the Secretary's level, and he's got the tools to do that. He's got to be willing to do it. But then the divisions are the services, and they're the ones that actually build the thing.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.